Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:46, 14 before 8, Dave and I, Dave Cohen and I, talking about West End before, and if you were, I guess, a kid born around the time of Katrina, you have no memory of West End at all, and if you are a little older, you do remember, man, going out to Swanson, sitting over the water and eating. If you were a kid, you thought that was the coolest thing in the world. I can remember eating at the old Brunings. The new Brunings, Katrina wiped that one out. I think George's wiped out the first one. I get them confused, but in terms of West End development, Jefferson and Orleans parishes are working on trying to get something going there again, putting that back into commerce. But one thing, you will not be sitting over the water because the Corps of Engineers has forbidden any buildings to be built over the water because they're afraid it's going to interfere with the operation of that pump station that was built after Katrina. Joe Geruso joins us right now, our friend, New Orleans City Council member. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. Do you remember, I don't know how old you are, but can you remember going to Fitzgerald's and sitting over the water and eating?
I am 45, so yes. I'm too young to remember the super active nightlife, or I guess I was probably in college as that was happening. But yes, we went to Fitzgerald's in particular almost every Friday night with a couple other families. And we sat inside, and you could see the water. And as you said in the intro, it's sort of a bummer because of Katrina and the Corps that whatever is going to be rebuilt won't be directly over the water like it was in the old days. But this is a really exciting opportunity because of what was there, because it's an economic opportunity, but it's also one, I think, for people to have a destination place in New Orleans that sits on top of the water.
And, of course, the big decision was Fitzgerald's or Swanson's. Which one was better? Where'd you want to go? And then after you ate, there would inevitably be people fishing on that Bucktown Bridge, and you could walk across the bridge from Orleans to Jefferson Parish. Is that bridge even still there, Joe? Do you know?
I know that they either have it back up or in the process of putting it back up. Councilmember Van Franken talks a lot about the redevelopment of the Bucktown side. And so what you're tapping into is really important to us, the ability from people to go one side to the other. And then the other thing, too, is the world's changed in another way, too, which is I'm sure people biked and walked around there. But obviously that's become an even bigger priority now. So how do we make it so it's friendly for people to get out there? Obviously, you know, smaller issue is Uber and making sure that it's accessible for people. And look, you just want to make it a good destination like it always was. And I hear the excitement in your voice talking about it. I have it when I speak about it because we were there so often. That's what we want to recreate.
It was just an event. It was just a great place in New Orleans to go. Lake right there, so go sit on the seawall or take a, you know what I'm saying, a walk. Where does it stand in terms of agreements between the parishes? Do you guys have a working agreement to start looking at this?
There is an agreement. It's between the state, Jefferson Parish, and Orleans Parish. Jefferson Parish passed the agreement at their council 2 weeks ago. My understanding is the city should be signing it in fairly short order, and I need to check back with the state to see where they are on this. And one of the things we did, which I thought was kind of a good way to handle it, was this initial document is only a year long, and it was done kind of specifically that way because, A, we want to make sure that we're on a timeline, that we're not extending this for forever, and B, making sure we're getting good public input from people. So kind of I thought getting it in 12 months along with Councilmember Van Franken gave us enough roadway to get things started. And there's some small details we still have to negotiate, right? Like, you know, the tax split between the two parishes, which I don't think will be an issue, making sure that's fair for everybody. You know, trying to make sure that money that's spent out there stays there to a certain degree, too, because you're going to need sanitation and grass cutting and police and just other quality of life issues. So there's some more things to work through, and we want to make sure the solicitation process is robust and public. And I think putting it on a year fuse is, to begin with, is a good way to accomplish that.
All right, let's pick it up here when we come back. I also want to talk to you about blighted properties. And you know, when it comes to like Six Flags, for example, they're going to hear proposals today. Wanting commercial development is great, but getting it and finding people that want to put money into it is another. And I want to find out if you've heard anything about West End, and has anybody expressed interest in actually putting money into that area and getting that property back into commerce. 752 traffic now on WWL. 757, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, about redeveloping West End and in accord with Jefferson Parish. And Joe, I got to go to confession. We used to go to nine churches every Good Friday, that New Orleans tradition. And I can tell you, the only thing as a kid I was looking forward to was that seafood platter at West End at the end of it. But I had to get that off my chest. Tell me about, first of all, a flash flood warning in effect for Jefferson, Orleans, and Plaquemines until 9:15. The models did not forecast that, but we do have it. What about the interest in putting money into it? Because wanting is one thing, but people willing to pony up the money and take the chance and risk their capital is another. Are you hearing from people that would be interested?
The answer is unequivocally yes. And you know, it's been surprising to me already, because we've talked a whole lot about we didn't want to pick a winner from the very beginning. In other words, we didn't want to select one developer or one plan and say this is it. We wanted to make sure it was in full view, that everybody had their say in it, what comes back to us that seems the most feasible. And I've probably had a handful of emails within just the last 3 or 4 days. Well, what about this? Well, what about this? And so if I'm already getting some soft inquiries, I think that's really good. And the other piece is, in addition to people who are excited, people who remember going there, reaching out and saying what a fantastic thing they think it is, I think businesses in general see it as a good thing too. So it's been this really cool combination of sort of public excitement, business community excitement, and then, as you sort of said, you need to kind of have folks with money who want to make this happen, and I start to see that as a reality.
I know one thing that a lot of people were not happy about is making people pay to park there. You remember when that happened, so maybe we can avoid that as well. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your time.
Take care.
You have a good day. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Kentucky Derby and Medina Spirit, and what happened there, that mess.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.